Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 406, entitled Influence WP's Approach to WordPress Community Building with Ryan Logan. It was published on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and a few bits of housekeeping just before we join Ryan for our chat. The first thing to say is that if you are interested in what we produce over at WP Builds and you want to make a comment, could be about today's episode, please do that on the WP Builds website. Go to wpbuilds.com, search for the episode in question. Today would be episode number 406, and leave us a comment there. It's really nice when we see comments in the commenting system, as opposed to them being spread out all over different social media channels. The other thing to mention is our This Week in WordPress show. If you are in the WordPress space and you like sharing community news, this is a great place to do it. We typically have three guests on. It's live every Monday, 2 p.m. UK time. You can join us on our live page, wpbuilds.com/live at that time. And we would love to have you join in and give us some comments. Honestly, it is usually quite a lot of fun. Come and join us and join in the entertainment. And another thing to mention is the advertise page that we have. If you would like to get your product or service out in front of a WordPress-specific audience, which is exactly what we have, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. A bit like these fine companies did. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And this show is also made possible by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their support of the WP Builds Podcast. Podcasts like this simply cannot happen without the support of fine companies like that. Okay, so what have we got for you today? Well, it's going to be an interesting episode. We're chatting with Ryan Logan, who is the founder of Influence WP. We hear all about Ryan's past in technology, but then we get into the motivations behind Influence WP. Well, what is that? Well, he's trying to solve the problem of the community and, well, let's say the ethics behind the community. He's setting up a community where there's going to be no equivocation about whether something that is produced is for affiliate links or if it's for a sponsorship deal or something like that. And so that's what he's setting up. The idea is that you'll go in there and it will foster genuine relationships. There's a small nominal fee so that you can be a part of that community. But the deal there is that you know that the people who are in that community are in the same boat. And hopefully it will be stripped of any strangeness which you might feel in terms of affiliate links and whether you are being sold to ethically or not. Anyway, Ryan's here to explain about why he set it up and how you can become involved. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Ryan Logan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Nathan. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Ryan and I have actually used about 40 minutes of our recording time just to have a bit of a natter before before I hit record, because Ryan's going to talk to us today about Influence WP. And I have to sort of apologize to Ryan. I had totally got the wrong end of the stick about what Ryan was doing. And we'll explore that in a moment. But having ironed it all out and straightened me out, I think this is really interesting. And I don't know of anything like this in the WordPress space. I think it kind of boils down to things like morals and things like that. But Ryan can explain it all in a moment. But stick with us. It'll be an interesting episode, not to do with code, more to do with community. Like I say, morals, things like that. Ryan, before we begin, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself so that we know how you have come to be on a podcast about WordPress?
You bet, Nathan. So from 1997 to 2019, I worked through the information technology ranks from an IT help desk intern. Then I went on to be an interim CIO of a high-frequency trading firm, and then left that, went out, and I formed my own IT consulting firm. And then I did that basically because I wanted to work on what I wanted to work on, work with who I wanted to work with, you know, that sort of thing. So I began my journey with WordPress around 2014, when many of my IT clients, you know, were asking me left, right, and center, can you help me build a website? Can you help me build a website? And after about 10 times of saying no, I figured I was probably onto something if I stopped saying no. So I locked myself in my apartment at the time over a weekend and taught myself WordPress. And my WordPress agency was officially formed in 2016. And then I slowly started to phase out my IT consulting business, which I officially closed in 2019. In 2019, I also started another niche agency business specializing in building directories with WordPress. And then both agencies are alive and well today. And here we are.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you. You started with WordPress at about the same time as me. And actually, it sounds like you were kind of almost at the same time. I would say I was about 1997 as well, roughly, when I started with toying with the internet and things like that.
Yeah.
So, okay, interesting. Yeah. All right, thank you for that. So firstly, I guess the easiest thing to say is, if you're confused at any point during this episode and you're not quite sure what we're talking about, go to Influence WP. It's exactly what you'd imagine. You know, everything's spelt in the normal way. There's no hyphens or underscores or anything. InfluenceWP.com. Go there, pause the podcast, come back when you've figured out what we're talking about. But okay, so it's elevator pitch time, Ryan. Just tell us roughly what it is that you're trying to achieve with Influence WP.
Yeah, so one of the main pillars is just introducing, connecting partners with consumers, and, you know, the other way around, obviously, and trying to solve some problems, inconsistencies with things on the web, like deals, for example, being an affiliate partner for these. With these partnerships, that imagine having a top level affiliate to where you don't have to pay them out, that sort of thing. That's kind of like the main pillars. There's a huge push for being like non-biased. And as part of that, I have a non-affiliation policy, which I think is unique in the space. You won't find any affiliate links anywhere on the platform. Nothing that I do, whether it's a video, a post, whatever, there's no affiliation, there's no sponsorships. I'm not getting paid to do any of this stuff. It's just a way to put partners in front of consumers very, very inexpensively, and just really build strong relationships that can last for a long time. Where conversely, when you typically deal with an affiliate situation, they just want that link. They disappear. There's no relationship. They don't really follow with how your product evolves. They just want that initial payout, and then they go about their way. So this is the kind of take affiliates, spin it on its head and do it completely different and do it better. So that's really the main thing.
So there's two ends to this marketplace. There's what you've described as partners, and we'll get into that in a moment, and consumers. So let's take consumers first, because that feels like the easiest one, at least for me, to understand. Who in this setup then is a consumer? What do they look like? What kind of people are they?
So this could be someone that's building a website for the first time. This could even be an agency. Anybody that's basically involved in WordPress could be a consumer. They come in, they're looking for exclusive deals, trusted deals. We can get into that. Maybe they want to enter some giveaways. Maybe they want to be part of a community, which I'll be looking to spin up if we get enough traction with this. Things like that. Trusted resources, trusted partners, trusted deals, trusted everything, right? Right now, there's consumers can go out there on the web, and let's just take deals, for example. They may run into deal sites where they're not actually given deals. They're just affiliate links that lead to a product page, and there's no deal on the other side. So just trying to solve issues like that for consumers is what that looks like.
So broadly speaking, a consumer in this scenario then is anybody that is looking, not necessarily to buy, but buy might be a good word to adopt, looking to figure out some jigsaw piece of the problem that is WordPress. If you're building a WordPress website, you might need a plugin, you might need a theme, you might need some hosting, you might need some consultancy work. And so the people who are requiring the things, they are the consumers, that kind of adds up. And so the partners, I'm guessing, are the other end of that spectrum. They're the people that are supplying the things, the hosting companies, the plugin developers, the theme developers, and all of that. Have I captured that about right?
Yeah. I settled on the word entities, for lack of a better word. That's the word I came up with. But yeah, entities are, as far as partners go, are the experts, the podcasts, communities, themes. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Okay. And so I'm guessing that at some point in your recent past, you must have perceived some sort of problem, something that needed solving for Influence WP to exist. And maybe you could just outline what that is. What's the difficulty in using Google, for example, to find a product that you need, or asking a friend at a WordCamp what it is that you might need? What is it that... Why? Why Influence WP? What's the problems that we've got?
Yeah, so one of the things I mentioned was the deals. So you go to a deal website, you click on a link thinking you're going to get 30% off. You're actually just having an affiliate link injected into your browser. You get to the other end of that, and it is the actual vendor, but there's no deal. So that's one problem. The other is you may find a 30% deal on one website and a 50% deal for the exact same product or service on another website. So it's confusing. It's an inconsistency problem. And that's part of it. Another one is I do videos. So I've been doing videos for quite some time with my other agencies, but bringing awareness to things like if a new feature comes out, like I can do a video that highlights that, or I do what's called a first look video where I'll literally spin up a product or a service for the very first time I'm ever seeing it. And the consumer gets to see, you know, the things that I run into. What am I seeing? Is it all just perfect? Are there some things that can be improved? And I talk on it. That also adds value to the partner where they see, hey, maybe I could improve this onboarding. This isn't clear, obviously, to Ryan. So there's value on both sides. And then I also do what's called extended look videos where I am familiar with the product or service. I can speak to all of its pros and cons and guide the consumer that way. And then there's going to be tutorials. That's the thing I'm most experienced in doing is, you know, little video tutorials. So they'll get exposure to things that I trust and believe in. And as part of this, I'm not sponsored. There's no affiliates again. So there's no incentive for me to do this other than just to be honest and unbiased, and they can trust that information.
So I guess the cynic in me is at this point going to be thinking, hang on, wait a minute. What's he doing? You know, how can Ryan afford to spend so much of his time building up these resources, you know, creating these deal pages and presumably finding the deal, which is the deal, and not some sort of fake deal? Where are you manufacturing all this time in what I presume is an otherwise busy life? How are you justifying this?
I just carve out times in the day to, you know, my clients come first, and as long as those decks are cleared and I've done all that, then I carve out time where I'll just sit and Influence WP and I'll do all the things that I need to do there. And so far, so good. I love every second of Influence WP, although when it's all said and done and my time and expenses and all that are worked out, I'm probably going to be way underwater. But I really just don't care because it's fun. For years, I've thought of how could I give back to the WordPress ecosystem that has afforded me an amazing lifestyle. And this is the best way that I know how to do that.
So I guess on the same vein, and I'm being deliberately cynical here, so I'm playing devil's advocate. What is it? Like, basically, how do we trust Ryan? Like, you know, there's a bunch of people who are making YouTube channels, and many of them, I think, very trustworthy. You know, you look at them and they've got a heritage of doing things, and I don't really sense that there's an affiliate link here, there, and everywhere. Perhaps there are sort of buried here, there, and everywhere, but, you know, the videos are of high quality and so on and so forth. Why would we wish to trust Ryan as opposed to, you know, the way that things have been done in the past? It all seems to hang together okay.
Yeah. It's just, well, one of the reasons is I am putting it out there that there's literally no affiliate links. There's no sponsorships. I am making that known up front because that's 100% true and will always be true. These other influencers, if you will, let's just say on YouTube, they may be doing that exact same thing, and that's absolutely great. And I hope they do. There's nothing wrong with affiliate links and sponsorships and things like that. It's just not the path that I've chosen here. So that's one thing. The other thing is I've started noticing, I'm not saying I caused this by any means, but I am noticing a recent shift in the way, the language that people are using. Just the other day, when I post about deals, I say, no affiliate links, no commissions, just deals. I've started to notice people using that language now. I'm not saying I caused it, but it wasn't there before. There's a really popular YouTube influencer that is now using the language, I do not get any affiliate commission out of this video. That was never the case on this person's videos in the past. So there is something that's changing, and I don't know what's causing it, but I love it. Something's changing.
So if we were to then, let's just make the assumption, and in the conversation that we had before, I have no spidey sense alarming me to the fact that Ryan is not to be trusted. Let's just make that clear. This is basically then going to be like a hobby of yours for the rest of time, or do you have plans at some point? Now, you said no affiliate links, you said no sponsorships. They seem to be the sort of typical avenues for monetizing something like that, so that, you know, if you want to make this full time, obviously you, like everybody else, need to put food on the table. Will it always stay a hobby, or are there ways that you can imagine which feel, I don't know, like an ethical way of doing it that you can monetize, which don't sort of step on the toes of being unethical?
Yeah. To clarify the sponsorships piece, what I mean by that is, you know, people are not paying me to do the videos. They're not paying me to post on social media, things like that. They're 1,000% could be the sponsorships, like whether it's in a newsletter or, you know, sponsoring some sort of a program that's got a good initiative. That's absolutely fine. I'm just trying to make it clear that I am not being paid and therefore biased about what I am covering. That's what I mean by that part.
Yeah, I mean, that's, in a sense, that's the way that we run this podcast. We have a bunch of sponsors, but it doesn't lead to sponsored content. And it doesn't, you know, that's just not the way that we do it. Mm-hmm. We will use tracking links because the companies in question want to know the value of what it is that we provide, but they're not affiliate links. I don't get a kickback off the back of those. They are, you know, they've got UTM parameters, and so the companies involved can see what's going on. That is nice in a way, because the companies themselves get to associate themselves with something which they feel is worthy. And, you know, in this case, we're talking about my podcast, but it feels like that's the same model you would apply to yourself here. You know, if the initiative, if Influence WP took off and people viewed it as a place to go, a reliable source of trusted information, a good place to find deals and so on, then the sponsors might want to align themselves with you because, I don't know, it's just a good place to inhabit, and eyeballs are going to end up over there, and it's got that sort of moral fiber to it as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely a thought for the future. I've been approached already, actually, even though we just got started. Excuse me. So that's probably going to come eventually. And like you, there are some instances where the links look like they are affiliate links, but that's literally just for tracking. I hate that that's even in there just because I don't want people to question me. Again, nothing wrong with doing it. I have no problem with it. It's just the way that I've chose to run this particular business.
So are you on the lookout at the moment then? Because the consumer end is going to fill your funnel up by itself, right? The idea is that presumably the consumers sort of find you organically or through podcasts like this. I'm guessing it's the partner end that you're concerned about more at the moment, is onboarding partners. And I don't know if you're doing that yourself. In other words, if you're going out and exploring companies, doing some legwork to figure out who you think would fit, or if you're open to people coming to you and you can begin that conversation. Is it a bit of both? Is it one? Is it the other?
Yeah, it's a bit of both.
Okay.
It's mostly right now I am doing the outreach. I have, I'll say like I have about 100 partners already that are not part of Influence WP. So those are the people that I'm reaching out to first, asking their permission to be, you know, can we include your exclusive deal with this project as well? Do you want to be a partner? Rather than just be going out there and assuming they want to be a part and giving their discount to the world. While I'm on that topic, so we don't forget to say it, the deals are behind a paywall. So that is one of the things that is extremely enticing to partners. And it's part of the reason why the consumer side of things has a charge, because there has to be that paywall aspect. Otherwise, the consumer thing, you know, may be a free endeavor in the future. But right now, partners really love that the deal is locked behind a paywall, because part of that is I'm asking them to give me the best deal that they can. That's at least equal to what they're giving other people. We're not asking for special treatment. So as part of that too, because I'm not asking for affiliate commissions on top of everything else, I'm saying, hey, can you give us an extra 10% discount knowing that? Can you give it an extra 20? And it seems to be really working.
Oh, that's interesting. And I hadn't picked up on the paywall bit. So just tell me about that. Have you fixed your... So are you basically trying to promote a gated community, if you like, where people who are in the WordPress space who are partners, I'm guessing it's the partners is free, but the consumers, they're the people that are behind this paywall, you know. Just explain that to us. Have you fixed yourself on a price? And is it basically a gated community for things like, I don't know, trusted reviews and deals and things like that?
Yeah, my main thing is if you go to the partners page, influencewp.com/partners, the main thing I'm trying to drive home is I want it to be 100% free for the partners. I make it so it's pretty much, they can't say no, right? It doesn't cost them anything in the end. As long as they're already offering discounts, right? That this doesn't cost them anything extra. And they get all of the perks, right? But I also say, hey, if you can't do the deal, that's absolutely fine. Here is a stupid low cost for what I'm doing. And they can sign up and they effectively become a consumer too. They have access to the giveaways. They have access to the deals. They are a member as well at that point. The consumer side of thing has also a ridiculously low cost. And the main reason for that is because of the gated deals. It all works together. That's the only reason literally that cost is even there, is to protect those deals behind a paywall.
And do you know what that cost is yet? Or are you still?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That? If you go to influencewp.com/membership, it's $6 a year. So we're talking 50 cents a month.
Oh, okay. Right. It's really nominal. It's like the cost of a half decent coffee these days.
I mean, well, that's per the whole year though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, it's the gated.
It's nominal, isn't it? It's you are really gatekeeping in the most modest way
possible. It's really like maybe covering 10% of the time I put into this. I mean,
okay,
it's not a get rich scheme.
But it's kind of that interesting metric about whether somebody is serious, you know, and I guess the hosting companies like that. If somebody is prepared to open their wallet, it doesn't matter how small the opening of the wallet is. Mm-hmm. It definitely is different mm-hmm. than if somebody just signed up for free, you know, and auto-filled the form out with their password manager or what have you.
Yeah.
This is, okay, I've got to go through the extra step, have I? I've got to fill in my credit card details and honor something. Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, if you're a partner, you get automatically granted this membership and you can take, you know, so the community is going to take a lot of time. It's going to have a cost for the platform, obviously. The giveaways take a lot of time to do, working with partners to come up with those gateways and running them. Putting all the deals out there takes a lot of time. So it's asking very, very little. And it's just like you said, weeding out the tire kickers that may come and go. It's like you to stay. You
know, yeah. Basically. Yeah. Now, at the top of this podcast, I mentioned that you've got this, I'm going to call it a manifesto, mm-hmm. Whereby you're going to police this whole endeavor, and that police may be a very strong word, but you get the point. You've got some intuitions about the kind of things that you would like to include, but also presumably that means there's going to be exclusions. Do you want to just run by us a little bit of that kind of moral background, if you like, or the manifesto? Just tell us some of the things that are going to cause you to include partners or exclude partners. I don't know how much you want to go into that, but there's something of importance, I guess.
We've touched on some of it, and that's the affiliation part of it. And just being, by not having that, having a stronger relationship where I care how you, your company, your product evolves. I'm not looking for the affiliate link and then disappearing. So that is a huge thing with me is the relationship piece. It's quality versus quantity in this case. And that's huge. And just having communication, regular communication. I've signed up as an affiliate in the past. A lot of us have. And you really don't follow the companies very closely. You get that link and you paste it somewhere and then off you go. Like that's not what I want to do here. So that's a big part of it. By having that communication, you know, they can shoot me notes anytime they want and say, hey, Ryan, we just did this, you know, can you check it out and maybe speak to it? Or I can feel comfortable reaching out to them. And, you know, what do you think about this endeavor? You know, just having that relationship is probably just the biggest piece of the manifesto, and not doing shady stuff, like offering a deal. Let's just call it 30%. And then I send consumers your way and they're expecting that 30%. They go to your pricing page, they move away from the pricing page and you throw a pop-up up that says, we're going to give you 50%. That nullifies the partnership. So that's what I would call not a good practice. You know, that's a quick way to damage things.
So are you then willing to, you know, if it turns out that, let's say you've got a partner, a company, and they've partnered with you and you discover that something has gone on that maybe you find a little bit shady, I think that was the word you used, are you willing to, I don't know, what would be the redress there? Would you try to communicate with them to offer, you know, get them to offer some explanation for what they're doing, sever the partnership deals that you've got with those partners and so on? Because once you've onboarded these companies and, you know, you've got your roster of partners there, you are going to have to keep a close eye on it, I would imagine.
Yeah, the hope is, and like I said, even before Influence WP, I've partnered with a lot of people and I rely a bit on self, you know, reporting like, hey, Ryan, I ran across this deal. It's not what you said. I will then go to the partners and I will say, this is what we've experienced. In some cases, it's completely an accident. The coupon code got erased somehow, or I ran across that. Sometimes it's not malicious. And I like to reach out to them and just give them, you know, the facts. This is what we're experiencing. Do you have any comments? Like, can we fix this? And there's typically a dialogue that goes, you know, a few emails are exchanged and a lot of times it gets fixed. I mean, say more often than not, it gets fixed and it's kind of how it's gone.
And so when did you actually start all this business then. So we're recording this in really towards the very, very end of 2024. How long have you been mulling this over, and when did you actually kind of launch it? And if there's any sort of intel in dates in the future that are going to be significant for you, you give us an idea of those as well.
The funny thing is I hadn't thought of it super long. I just knew that I had a specialization in building directories, and I thought, how could I give back to WordPress? And it's like, well, I could probably spin up the site and the infrastructure very, very quick. That's the easy part. When I started laying all out the wording and stuff like that, that I'm still working, workshopping, as you know, this all happened right before, as we all know in WordPress, some things happened, a little bit of drama, if you call it. I thought, oh no, what am I doing? This was the worst possible time to do this. And I almost stopped. I almost stopped right then and there. And I'm glad I pushed through. But I thought, no, like this could help, like somehow, like push through some things. Like WordPress needs it now more than ever. Like you can't not do it now. But, at that particular time, the word WordPress was, a little bit sour for people. So here's this guy trying to amplify entities in the WordPress space. So I'm not really down with that right now.
I guess some people, again, just putting my sort of cynical hat on, I do apologize, but you know how it goes. Some people are going to say, well, you can't include everybody and do this on a sort of hobby basis or because there's just going to be too many people. How are you going to cope with the companies that are, fall beneath the expectation that you've got for what's normal, but probably are still, you could regard them as an ethical company. They're not doing anything unethical, but they might fall over some tripwires that you've got. Are you prepared to field a little bit of difficulty, should we say, a little bit of, controversy? Because it feels like you could get yourself into a little bit with this.
That simple answer for that one, because I'm not getting paid by these people. If it, it's kind of like the deals, let's talk about it. If you go away, it's not going to impact my world whatsoever. Like if you're not on the up and up, I don't have a sponsorship to worry about. Well, I guess I could have a sponsorship in the future to worry about, but, I'm at a point where, Influence WP does not pay my bills in any way. I would err on the side of being ethical and stick to my morals and what I believe in. And if that means severing $1,000 or whatever you want to call it, sponsorship, I wouldn't hesitate at all.
Mm. Nice. Okay. I think I've probably gone through the list of questions that I want to ask. Is there anything that I missed, Ryan? Did you think there was some hot topic that you wanted to get across that we missed out?
I think I'm looking at my list too, what I wanted to talk. I think that the last piece, I think, is the collaboration piece.
Oh, okay.
I am 1,000% open to letting other people be a part of this in any way that they want. I'll just throw out one random example that I always use. And please. I don't know how to do podcasts. I'm very interested in it, but
I'm not sure that I'm that good at it either.
No, you're great at it. It's just one example. I'm just throwing this out there. If someone said, Ryan, like, hey, let's do a podcast for Influence WP down the road, I would literally just say, run with it. If you can get sponsorship, you can have 100% of the proceeds. You do that. Bring me on once in a while if you want. We'll update people what's going on. Like, I am completely open to stuff like that, and any other ideas people can come up with. So I see this about being more than just about me is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's sort of four pieces. There's four angles here, isn't there? There's you, Ryan, and I guess people have got to trust Ryan for the whole enterprise to work. So that's the fulcrum of everything. If that piece is missing, the whole thing is dead in the water, because, if Ryan is not trustworthy, why would we trust the website? But then you've got partners beyond that. You've got collaborators as well. And then you've just highlighted a sort of fourth one, if you like, which is just people who want to be involved, who want to share in the journey, maybe help you create content that could go inside of the platform and what have you. So the endeavor then really is to have a full-on community of people, hopefully doing things in an honorable, trustworthy, moral way. How long are you going to give it before you say, okay, I call time on this? What's the metric for success for you? Is there a threshold of, I don't know, people that you want on the platform, partners that you want, finance that you want? How will that look? Like, are you going to give yourself a year, 2 years, 6 months? What?
Honestly, I have not thought about it. I'm just enjoying it right now, and it's fun for me. And as long as it's fun for me and I'm helping people, I do not see an end to it ever.
Yeah.
Once it stops being fun and I feel like I'm not really making a difference, then it's time to think about things differently.
No, that's a good answer. I mean, a parallel that I can share with you from my life is that I did this podcast for that very reason. I was working with clients and then just decided that I just quite fancied it. And I just did it because it was enjoyable. And then very slowly over time, it became what I did. But there was no point that I was staring at in the future thinking, okay, if it's not done this by then, I'm going to hang the whole thing up and forget about it. I just thought, I'll do it next week if I'm enjoying it next week, and then I'll do another one, and then another. I just kept going. So I can identify with that.
Yeah.
I can see why that might be a good strategy. Just see how it goes week by week, hour by hour. And
any financial stuff is just icing on the cake. It's not a driver at all, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once more, the URL, go to influencewp.com. Go and check it out. And then, Ryan, where are the variety of different places that we can get in touch with you? I'm guessing we can do that from the website, but are there any places that you typically hang out which are a nice short circuit for getting in touch with you?
Yeah, if you just go to the website, influencewp.com, jump down into the footer or go to the contact page, you can find there's a YouTube channel if you want to see any of the videos that I'm doing. You can find me on Twitter, X, Blue Sky, and then there's a Facebook page too, but those first three are the main places.
Okay, perfect. In which case, I will link to those in the show notes for this podcast. But Ryan Logan, thank you so much for chatting to me today, and every success with Influence WP. I hope it takes off.
Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate the platform.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that fascinating conversation with Ryan from Influence WP. As I said at the top of the show, if you're interested in leaving a comment about that, please do it on the wpbuilds.com website. Search for episode number 406 and leave us a comment there, whether or not that's a comment which you want me to put forward to Ryan, or just a comment about the podcast in general. I would love to hear from you. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. You can find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped out by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And this show is also made possible by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go out to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's all we've got time for. Don't forget, we'll be back live this week in WordPress, the fabulous live show that we do with a bunch of WordPressers every Monday, 2 p.m. UK time. Check it out at wpbuilds.com/live. The only thing that it remains for me to do is to fade in some really dreadful, cheesy music, as I always do, and say, stay safe, have a good week. Bye-bye for now.